nam mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e ho na me a huna no e au ho na mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e ho na mea huna no e au ho na mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e e e e e e e e e Mahalo ke akua, mahalo nui loa I ke ia la ui a mi a nga pou mai ka I. Mahalo nui loa I ko aloha I ko ike ku malu. I lele I ka pule a mama ua noa. Aloha kakahi aka kako ko uohana. Good morning to all of you, my family. Aloha nui bau I oko. I love you all very much. Welcome home. I see family before me. I see very, very old souls. I recognize all of you. I recognize your energy. You've been here before. So welcome home, family. It is wonderful. It's an honor to be here to greet you back home into this land where you've been before. The earth remembers you. The earth remembers you by name. And I remember your spirits. I feel you, I know you in my heart. I wanted to share something on a comment on the Makali'i when Lee was speaking about it. The Makahiki season of Lono, where we watch the Pleiades, the Makali'i appear in the sky. This is a period that starts in November. We have four major gods in our culture, and one of our gods is the god Lono. I am a priestess from the temple of Lono. Besides this god being the god, goddess of the crops, it's more than that in agriculture. During the Makali'i season of Lono, when the Pleiades are appearing in the sky for this period of 3 to 4 months, it's also our season of peace. It's very significant. So during ancient times, there were no wars, they were forbidden. So if some of you are familiar with the Hawaiian culture, there are a lot of wars. During this time, during the Makahiki season of Lono, this was a time of peace. They were forbidden. They were forbidden to fight. In fact, this was the time for harvesting crops. This was a time of abundance. But it was also a time for making love, for birthing. This was the time when everyone would want to have children. This was a time for games and feasting and to enjoying life, and wars were forbidden. It was a time of peace. And so I thought that was important to share, to include in what Lee had told you. Also, in the Maori tradition from the people from New Zealand, the Matariti and the Makahiki, my understanding is that in ancient Hawaiian, the word was spelled or pronounced the same way the Maoris pronounce it. But what they did was when the missionaries came and they were translating the Hawaiian language, they changed the words, they changed the letters. Like the R's, they couldn't say it, so they put the L in there. And the T's were changed to K's. So if you turn it back to the original spelling, it'd be identical. Isn't that something? Yeah. So we have more information that puts all this together. Coming over here today was important to be here, to be this. I've been with the crying group for a long, long time and been to the volcano with this group coming each year for about 5 years, I think, Hali. And so when I heard this was the last one I was going to be here, I had to come here. I wanted to live on this island, but my ancestors said, no, I've got to go live on the big island. But I came here and saw, felt the energy immediately after I landed. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it just exquisite? So glorious and beautiful. And when I said to you that the land remembers you, literally the dirt of this earth remembers you, and as you're walking on it, It feels you. It remembers your footsteps. It remembers your when you leave, there will be an imprint on the earth where you have walked, and it will stay. So you'll be leaving your energies here. How beautiful is that, huh? Lemurians coming home and leaving a piece of your essence with the land. There's a handshake. There's a melding of you and your spirits. You're taking a piece of this land home with you, the energy of the Kauai, of the ancients of the land, and all of those that are here with you. My chant, I called all of the ancients in, all the different groupings of people and deities, from the highest to the down to all. Aloha e'ena lehulehu means and all the rest, the multitudes. So right now, even before we arrived, and you arrived here, of course, there are the multitudes of that are here present with the Kryon entourage. But now I've just called in all these grand ancients. So they're here literally in the thousands and thousands and thousands, packed in here with you and me, and here to love you and to hold you and to embrace you as part of this family that's returning home. And I wish for you to feel that love that's here for you. Let them touch you and feel them even touching your body, in your heart, certain parts of your body. You can feel them, some of you in your shoulders, in the back. I tend to feel them in the back of my heart. There's a warmth back here, and this is very wonderful. So I invite you to feel their love for you, how they're embracing you in this very moment. And also the love that I bring to you today. It is extremely precious to be able to stand before you and to love you and to greet you home this way. Thank you so much for your wonderful, wonderful attention and for your presence here on the islands and all the light that you're bringing to this planet. I honor you. Mahalo e ye, mahalo e na lehu lehu, mahalo e na makua, mahalo e na kupuna, mahalo e na ali'i, mahalo e na aumakua, mahalo e na akua, mahalo e ye.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And there would be those still who would not see the appropriateness of the message given in this way. And again, I tell you, dear human beings, that all the sacredness that you hold to yourself that is written on the planet, all the poetry, all the divine wisdom instructions, all the laws, all the scriptures were written by human beings. Even those books carried around that say these are the word of God are written by human beings. It is the human that has the mantle of spirituality. It is the human who has always had the mantle of divinity. It is the human wisdom filled with that which is God that delivers to you instructions from the other side of the veil. Do you think for a minute that you were somewhere in the dark when the Pleiadians had their tests on their planet? Do you think you were somewhere hiding in a box when they went through their wars? It doesn't work that way. Few of you were here, and some of you were them. this is the way it works. You are your own ancestors, and even before them, there were more before. The system is beautiful, for it spreads the seeds of the Creator across the universe, one planet at a time, with a full test of good and evil. It allows the duality to work and the process to create that which is hard-fought wisdom that literally goes into the earth, into the ground, into the crystalline. And you're all part of it. And some of you feel it more than others. And some of you are still in that state of mind which is three-dimensional, trying to figure it out in a linear plane. Let us say today that you are overwhelmed with love. And let us say today that you sit down and pen messages of adoration, of love, of appreciation for your unborn grandchildren, or those who would follow that aren't even of your lineage. And let us say that you put that into a time capsule to be opened in 100 years. Now let us go there in 100 years. And there is the child who opens it and reads what you have to say and feels you through the eon of time, and feels your love and reads your words, and they are powerful, and they say, I love you. I don't know you, and I love you. If such a thing could occur right now, I ask you, is there a connection there that goes beyond what you think it might? For you cannot put love in a three-dimensional box. And they would feel your words. Perhaps they would have a photograph in the box and they could look at you. And they would know you. And they would know of your life, of your honoring of them. And they might even hold your words to their chest and say thank you. Can you conceive of this? And if you can, I would like to invite you to open the letter from the ancients who walked this earth in this place. For their letter is multidimensional. It is there, in the trees, in the dirt, in the sky. And it welcomes you, and it loves you, and it says thank you for what you've done on the planet, for turning things around, for beginning the seeds of peace, for creating love out of chaos. For the generations to come, and for what they will build from the platform that you helped create, little by little. What you do at home, where you go from here, your countenance, your kindness, how you feel about life. That is their time capsule, and it is the essence of Kauai. You can't help but feel it. And it prompts you to love them back. And you'd be right to do so. And I will tell you that outside of 3D and all of that which you can imagine, time does not exist, and they will feel it in return. We'll speak more of these things in just a bit. But for now, rest in this, the tapestry of Aloha. and know that it is your ancestry as well. For the ancestry of Earth is Pleiadian. It is human. It is you. And so it is.